I write for Today Now. It's me, Alan Smith, with Weight Buckley Stories of Today's Press and Journal on Thursday, March 21st. So, front page paper day is fears for child safety as overnight care ends. This is an NHS worker has warned that sick kids will be the worst affected by the controversial decision to enforce overnight closures of minor injury units at three Northeast community hospitals. Evening medical care is to end in sights at Peterhead, Fraserburgh and Huntly in a bid to save money. The Aberdeenshire Integration Joint Board yesterday confirmed. The board was told the units are underutilised overnight, seeing an average of four patients each evening, but a shocked staff member told the P&J they fear delays in treating youngsters with ailments such as broken bones and asthma attacks. The units will continue to operate 7 days a week, but only between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. So kids, if they're going to be climbing dikes or jumping for great heights, day to 4, 7 o'clock. It is hoped the moves will save money and mid-budget concerns and will not impact the accident and emergency department at the Aberdeen Royal Infirmary. Well, they're going to be busier than ever, you would think. If it's a shame if some peer devils in Aberdeen has to be, you know, bust either way, or ambulance either way, doing for Peter Heather or Brock, or Huntley, even to Aberdeen, and says, get a stack of mint tea. So, but you know, if it's an average of four, maybe some nights there's name will call four kind of a, so very difficult, you know, wouldn't like to be the person making that decision, but they're not going to save the money they need to save if they're making tough ends. So, it's just, you know, you would have thought, like, to be honest, Peter Heaton and Brock, if any of them had been open, then it's not so far for their bird body to gang. I mean, Huntley's not quite so far out the road. Now, here's a much-loved tea room, put on the market for the first time in 25 years. This is a historic and popular Peterhead cafe. It has been put in the market for the first time in 25 years. Simpson's Tea Room in the Toon Centre is going for a fixed price of £110,000 after the current owners decided it's time to retire. The business is being marketed by estate agent Marcin Glennie as a thriving and popular business. It is also described as an excellent opportunity for an experienced business buyer. Located in the heart of the Toon Centre at Broad Street, the cafe is within walking distance to shops and has plenty of public parking spaces nearby. An item many customers in Peterhead just cannot leave Simpsons without a tray bake or a fancy piece if you're for the Blue Toon. We did like fancy pieces. The cafe has a cosy and traditional feel to it with touches of lilac and sage green featuring throughout the decor. Fill my full of optimism. Maybe it's nice when you see it. Having a regular and loyal clientele, it's no surprise the residents in Peterhead have taken to social media to share their upset or the news that the current owners are selling up. One person wrote, "Sad to hear this, it's a super tea room." Somebody else said, "A wonderful opportunity for somebody, a lovely tea room run by present owners and staff, they will be missed." Others shared how they have such fond memories at times spent in the cafe, adding it'll be a miss for Peterhead. Some even shared their favourite items, the order off the menu, with Malteser pieces and strawberry milkshakes a go-to. Delicious strawberry milkshakes and a fine Malteser piece. What's wrong with that? Here's right up my seat now. Anderson to lead Dons in Legends event. So this is Russell Anderson is set to captain Aberdeen once again in a Masters football event at P&J Live. The tournament will see the Dons go head-to-head with rivals Rangers, Dundee United and Celtic later this year. So, they love lost money on them lot. Anderson, far led the Dons to League Cup glory more than a decade ago, will be home skipper once again during the football festival. Speaking of the upcoming games, he said, "I'm delighted to captain the home team as Scottish Masters football makes its debut in Aberdeen. It's set to be an exciting event and I'm looking forward to having the home support behind us all the way." Well, here's hoping. I've seen two or three Rangers shirts up here. Never happened in my day, one of my. The game will see legends for the four Scottish teams compete in an action-packed six-a-side competition. Well, depending on the girth there are nowadays, maybe maybe the Ace McCall accent back. But anyway, it's set to take place at Aberdeen's P&J live on Thursday, November 14th for the first time. It was formed in 2000 and become a regular fixture on TVs where ex-footballers could regroup, pull on their team colours one more time and embark on a competitive kickabout. Over the past 11 years, 15 arenas have been hosted matches with 1,500 ex-professional footballers playing in the series since its inception. It formed for squads of 8 for each game and with 6 players on the pitch at any time. The event will feature a round-robin format with each match lasting 16 minutes across two halves. The two squads with the highest points will then face off and play a grand final match. The full squads of all 4 Scottish Masters team will be announced in due course, but fans will be excited to learn who each team is going to be captained by. So Aberdeen is with B. Anderson, Dundee United by Willow Flood, Celtic by Stillian Petrov, and Rangers by Barry Ferguson. Jeepers. There's going to be a lot of cheering for them. I want to hang up here. Anyway, Ferguson said, "I'm delighted to be captain Rangers. I look forward to the challenge." Okay. Celtic captain Petrov said, "It's always an honour and a great pleasure to be able to represent Celtic. I can't wait to play with my former teammates again and entertain the fans one more time." Barry Willow Flood says with them. I'm sure he's happy to be representing Dundee United. I suppose somebody has still. Tickets go on sale on Friday, March 29th. Ticketmaster pre-sale starts on March 28th. And 3 mobile customers can access pre-sale tickets on Tuesday, March 26th. Woohoo, that's me. Further information can be found in the P&J Live website. So, well, you know, this sounds like a rare thing. And, here's hoping at least the Dons can maybe win this, because they're in thinking to win Michael Wilson, I think, in this year. So, come on, everybody. Now, here's a drink-driving doctor mortified by foolishness after falling off his scooter. So, a drink-driving doctor fell off his scooter while he had difficulty negotiating a roundabout in the early hours of the morning. Thomas Gates had been on a night out with pals when he made the foolish decision to try and get a ride home on his grey Sim Fiddle 125E5 scooter. Sounds like a machine. But a witness spotted the 28-year-old struggling and ultimately fan off his scooter while trying to tackle a roundabout in Queen's Road in Aberdeen. Well, they can be tricky as roundabouts, and I'll give you that. And to add insult to injury, Gates Fiddle badly hurt his hand in the accident, was then arrested and found to be just over double the legal alcohol limit. Fiscal Deputy Anne MacDonald told the Aberdeen Sheriff Court the incident happened about 2:30 in the morning on October 19th last year. She said the driver of another vehicle was a bit concerned when the accused was having difficulty negotiating a roundabout. Ended up with him far off a bike and he was on at the time. Or rather, off at the time. Gates of Spa Street, Aberdeen, pled guilty to driving with 101 milligrams of alcohol and 100 millilitres of blood. The legal limit is 50. Okay, a fair skite. Defence agent Neil McRobert said his client appeared with no previous convictions. He said the position is he was out in the city central, in the city centre socialising and made the foolish decision to drive the bike home. He added he came off the scooter at the locus. I think it's an understatement to say he's mortified. Sheriff Mark Stewart, KC, told Gates, "You don't need me to tell you what he did was foolish and dangerous." And just a flipping guy, he didn't say it, but I'm saying that. He fined him £370 and banned him for driving for a year. And, crikey, that's nearly. Kind of lad, you're waiting stitching you up if you're going in the accident emergency. be out of the place. Anyway, name your Hurling Hayman bikes for him, anyway. As he said, a good bucket. Now, here's a judge permits Emily's family to sue abuser. So, a judge has allowed the siblings of a tragic Aberdeen law student to sue her former abusive boyfriend for compensation in Scotland's highest civil court. Lord Harrower gave permission for Emily Druitt's brother and sister to seek damages at the court of session for Angus Milligan. Milligan, a former Aberdeen University undergraduate, was given 180 hours of community service by a sheriff in the city in July 2017. He had pleaded guilty to assaulting Emily during a terrifying campaign of abuse. Milligan also sent offensive, indecent, obscene and menacing texts. Aberdeen Sheriff Court heard how Milligan turned up at her student halls of residence and choked her in a jealous rage. She'd arrived at Aberdeen University to begin her law degree only 6 months earlier. Emily later took her own life, and her relatives hold Milligan responsible for her death. In a written judgment published at the court of session yesterday, Lord Harrower allowed the compensation claim brought by her brother and sister against Milligan to proceed. It will come to court in the name of the children's guardian, their mother Fiona. However, he refused to allow actions brought by Fiona, her husband Germaine, and Emily's grandparents to proceed against Milligan. This was because they were time-barred when they had been raised in court. In the judgment, Lord Harrower complimented the way Mr. Druitt gave evidence in court and said the family's desire for justice could be sought through allowing Emily's siblings to pursue an action. So, Milligan of Edinburgh attended three private schools in Edinburgh, including Fettes College, Tony Blair Hall School. Students at the Aberdeen described him as being an alpha male. In other words, a pain in the ears. Aberdeen Sheriff Court heard how Milligan flew into a rage and assaulted Emily for came from Glasgow at the Hill Head Halls of Residence in March 2016. They had started dating after meeting during their first semester at the university in 2015, but their relationship soured when Milligan was told his girlfriend had been unfaithful. He became angry and assaulted her at the halls where both students had a room. 8 days later, the 18-year-old took her own life in her bedroom shortly after Milligan was seen visiting her. Five other charges, including one alleging he attempted to choke her minutes before she killed herself, were dropped because of a lack of evidence. So I thought, oh, what a shame for Quine's family. But yeah, goodness, Judge Money for letting the brother and sister getting on and sue him, because he just sounds like a right pain. Now, just finish up with sport as normal. In the back page of the paper today is Thelen pulls out of Pataudry running. So, Jimmy Thelen dropped out of the running to become the next Aberdeen manager because of his commitment to Elfsborg. Okay, the 46-year-old was on the shortlist for the Dons job, but withdrew as a candidate after mulling over his options. The P&J understands from sources in Sweden that he was interested in Dawn's job, but was reluctant to leave Elfsborg so close to the start of the new season there. He was also believed to be close to landing the job, Dawn's job, just over a year ago, before the then interim boss, Barry Robson, convinced the Aberdeen board he deserved to be handed the role on a permanent basis after a major upturn in form. Which obviously didn't continue into this year. So, well, I'd say one lad out, but hopefully they've got some of their folk up their sleeve, and if the worst comes to worst, I'd be willing to step in and get a go, because I don't think it could only worse than Neil Warnock. By the law of averages, you're going to win some games, surely. Come on, Aberdeen. Now that's me done for the announcement. We publish stories of today's Press and Journal on Thursday, March the 21st, and the same kind of day of the day. It was very mucky in the morning, but it turned out quite fine in the afternoon, and come tea time, that was just like near a breath of wind. It was very mild and quite pleasant, but I think it's changed again and through the night and the morning into gales. It's going to be 50-60 mile an hour wind or something like that, so had to have a good hoodie dog for not taking him out for a walk. I think it's just kind of mochy going to be for the next couple of days. More rain is what they're saying next week, and a touch cooler, so not great in the forecast. But anyway, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. Now, hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal about it, and tell them to follow us on Spotify, and look out for a Doric Express page on Facebook. I'm going to try and do that as well, because that would maybe let more folk ken about what we do here. And it'd just be a secret to, folk in 45 different countries. Anyway, if you could do that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.